One year after Donald Trump's election, journalists are still trying to find their way with how to cover such an unconventional president. To find out what voters think of Trump, NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne likes to use the oldest trick in the book, a conversation at their kitchen table. Gagne was the featured speaker Friday at GLT's Radio Faces. He told GLT's Ryan Denham that he spends 100 nights a year on the road, and he's learned a lot in the past year.
You have to talk to people. You really have to talk to people, and there is no substitute for that. It's funny. Every place I go, I drop into towns. As long as I've been doing this, I still drop into towns I have never been there before. And you're always on deadline as soon as you get there. You're just on deadline. So maybe it's a leisurely deadline, and if it's Monday, I don't have to file until Wednesday afternoon or something. But between that moment and the deadline, you have to get everything you need for a story that somehow captures this place. So I've learned that every place has its treasures. Every place has things that they're proud of. And if you find out what they are and go see them, you bump into people who tell you about other people, who tell you where you should eat lunch. And when you're at the diner, there are people to talk to, and then you can maybe convince people to, geez, how about if I stop over your house tonight, you know? So you're always kind of getting to know the place and getting to know the people, and it's not easy. It's just doing the work and walking around and, you know, getting those little pieces one at a time. But if you do that, ultimately, you can write your story with a lot more confidence, and you feel like you've been there, which is the other thing. You don't want to wake up and go, where am I? What is this place? If I've done that kind of groundwork while I'm there, I always know where I am, and I actually think that's pretty important.
What are some things that you have done to kind of put this presidency into context? I think that it's sort of, at times, it seems like it kind of begs us for hyperbole, right? Or this is the most unprecedented thing since blank, or this has never been done before, things like that. What are some things that you do to try to ground your reporting and keep it in context?
You know, and sometimes the hyperbole is what you use, because it's accurate, and then it's kind of, exceeded or surpassed by something that happens next week. The pace of news and the pace of unusual things that we've just never seen a president or a White House do before is pretty relentless. It just is. And sometimes it's big stuff. Sometimes it's his Twitter feed. Sometimes it's, it's how he insults people in his own party or attacks his predecessors in ways that presidents don't usually do that. I think the key is that you don't just put all that aside and say, "Oh, that's just the way it is now. We're not going to worry about that." That is a big part of the story, and you have to cover that. You have to cover the tweets, for example, and everything else. But you also cover it in the context of how it's playing out in the world, and how it's playing in the legislature, and what results it is ultimately leading to.
NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham Friday during GLT's Radio Faces event at the DoubleTree in Bloomington. See photos from the event at our website, WGLT.org. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.